All right, so football fans, the holidays are here, but some teams are going to need a Christmas miracle to make the playoffs.
You said it.
We're talking about those teams at .500 or below, and we're diving deep into what needs to happen for them to keep those playoff hopes alive.
Right, and our source for all this is a CBS Sports article from just a few days ago, December 18th, to be exact.
Perfect. Must-win games, crazy tiebreakers, maybe even a tie or two.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get interesting.
Let's start in the AFC, where things are pretty wild right now.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of teams all with the same record, but their chances are all over the place.
Exactly. Like the Indianapolis Colts, for example.
Yeah.
They're at 6-8,
Yeah.
and their chances of winning the AFC South, gone. The Texans locked that up, but
Yeah.
a wild card spot, still possible.
Technically, yeah. But they need to win out to even get to 9-8. And even then, they're relying on other teams to, slip up.
Like who?
The Chargers, mainly. The LA Chargers. They're the seventh seed right now, and they need to go 1-2 in their last three games.
So if both the Colts and Chargers finish 9-8, why do the Colts have the edge?
Tiebreakers, my friend.
Yeah.
Tiebreakers. The Colts would have a better conference record, 7-5, compared to the Chargers, 6-6.
Oh, I see. So those divisional games really matter.
Huge.
Okay. Well, the Miami Dolphins are also 6-8, but their schedule. Yikes.
Yeah, they got the 49ers, Browns, and Jets. Tough.
So even if they win out,
Even then, the Colts can only win at most two more games.
otherwise.
Dolphins are out
But
automatically.
what about the Chargers, the Broncos? Do they factor in?
Oh, absolutely. The Dolphins need either the Chargers to lose two of their last three or the Broncos to just lose out completely.
Man, it's a long shot. Well, there's one more team at 6-8, right? The Bengals. Any hope for them?
Slim to none, really. Their conference record is killing them. 3-6 right now.
So even if they win out.
That 6-6 conference record is going to hurt them in tiebreakers. It's like they're carrying extra weight. They need the Colts and Dolphins to both lose at least one more game. And either the Broncos or the Chargers have to totally lose out. It's not looking good.
Not good at all. All right, well, let's move over to the NFC. Things might be even crazier over there.
Oh, you're telling me. Buckle up.
Okay, so the NFC playoff picture, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's like someone dumped out a whole box of ornaments, and now we got to figure out where they all go.
I don't like that. So we've got some teams with winning records who are still fighting for their lives. The Atlanta Falcons, for example, they're 7-7.
Right in the thick of it.
So what are their chances? Do they need a full-on Christmas miracle, or is it more of a final push?
Well, they've actually got two paths to the playoffs.
Two paths, huh? That's good.
Yeah, to win the NFC South, they need to finish 10-7. Win out.
Makes sense. And what about the Buccaneers? They're leading the division right now, aren't they?
They are, but the Falcons need them to go 2-1 in their last three.
Okay, so the Falcons need to win out. The Bucs need to lose at least one.
Exactly. And luckily for the Falcons, they already beat the Bucs earlier this year.
Oh, so that head-to-head tiebreaker is huge.
Massive. Now the wild card is still on the table too.
Right. What's the situation there?
Same thing. They got to win out, but this time they're relying on the Commanders and the Seahawks. Both of those teams can only go at most 1-2.
Interesting. So the Bucks could actually help the Falcons out in the wild card race if they, happen to beat the Commanders or the Seahawks.
You got it. One team's win can be another team's. It's all connected.
It's all connected. I love it. All right. The Arizona Cardinals, another team at 7-7. Two paths for them, too, right?
That's right. To win the NFC West, they need to finish 10-7. Win out.
Same as the Falcons.
Yep. But they also need the Rams and the Seahawks to finish with at most one more win.
So let me get this straight. The Cardinals need to win out, Andy. Both the Rams and Seahawks can only win one more game.
That's it. And remember, they still have to play the Rams again, week 17.
Oh, that's right. Rematch. Didn't the Cardinals win the first game?
Yep. So they've got that head-to-head tiebreaker, which could come in handy.
Okay, so that's the division title. What about the wild card?
That one's a little more complicated.
Complicated how?
Well, they need the Commanders to lose out.
Okay, lose out. Got it.
Then the Seahawks can only go 1-2 at most. A&D, the Falcons can only go 2-1 at most.
So many things have to go right. Well, let's talk about the defending NFC champs, the San Francisco 49ers. They're at 6-8, and it's not looking good.
Yeah, they're definitely in a tough spot. Their chances are really, really slim.
So, what would their Christmas miracle look like? What do they need to happen?
Well, first, they have to win out, no question.
Okay, win out. What else?
They need the Cardinals to either lose to the Panthers this week or tie. And then they need the Cardinals to beat the Rams in week 17.
Wait, hold on. Did you say tie? A tie game?
Yep. It's that specific.
So, yeah.
And they also need the Rams to lose to the Jets this week. And lose to the Cardinals in week 17.
Okay, so we're already talking about some pretty specific outcomes for three different teams.
We are. But wait, there's more. They also need the Seahawks to lose to the Vikings this week and to the Bears in week 17.
Wow, so it's like a chain reaction. This has to happen, then this has to happen, and then...
Exactly. And then the final piece of the puzzle. The 49ers need the Rams and Seahawks to tie in week 18.
Tie. Again. That's crazy.
I know. It's a long shot for sure. But hey, stranger things have happened.
All right, let's move on to a couple of teams that are, well, let's be honest, they're hanging on by a thread. The Dallas Cowboys are at 6-8. No chance for the NFC's title anymore, but maybe a wild card.
Maybe, but it's a lot to ask. They need to win out, first of all.
Okay, win out, 9-8.
And the Commanders, they have to lose all three of their remaining games.
Lose out, so that gives the Cowboys the tiebreaker, right? Because they beat the Commanders earlier.
You got it. But even then, they also need the Seahawks and the Falcons to go 1-2 in their last three games.
And so the Cowboys need help from a lot of other teams.
They do. And to make things even more complicated, the Cardinals can't do any better than 2-1.
Ugh, that's a lot to keep track of. All right, last but not least, the New Orleans Saints. They're 5-9. Not looking good.
Not good at all.
Are they even still technically alive?
Technically, yes. Mm-hmm. But their only path is to win the division. No chance for a wild card.
All right, so what kind of miracle do they need?
Well, they got to win out 8-9.
Okay, 8-9. And then?
The Buccaneers and the Falcons have to lose out completely. All three games.
So the whole division has to fall apart while the Saints go on this amazing run.
Pretty much. It's a long shot, but hey, you never know.
You never know. All right, well, we've covered a lot here. It's amazing how interconnected all these teams are. It's a reminder that every game matters. Every snap counts. So we've looked at all these playoff scenarios, and wow, it's a lot to take in.
It really is.
It just shows you how one team's result can totally impact, like, a bunch of other teams.
Absolutely. It's what makes the NFL so exciting, especially this time of year.
Right, every game matters. Every snap.
Every single one.
And that 49ers situation... It's pretty wild, right? They're relying on a tie in week 18 between the Rams and Seahawks.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
On top of everything else they need.
Yeah, it's a long shot for sure.
Like a really long shot.
I never know.
True, true. But if we had to pick, which team do you think has the most realistic shot at making the playoffs out of all the ones we talked about?
That's tough. Depends on their schedule, but also how much they need other teams to... you know, help them out.
Right.
The Falcons, maybe. Their path seems pretty straightforward, especially if they win out.
Yeah, and if the Bucs slip up a little, that division title is theirs.
Exactly.
But I'm kind of interested in the Cardinals, too. If they win out, they could win the NFC West.
Definitely. And they've got that tiebreaker over the Rams, which is huge.
Yeah, that Week 17 game against the Rams is going to be intense.
Oh, yeah. Could be a playoff game before the playoffs, basically.
But, you know, stepping back a bit... It's kind of crazy that some of these teams with losing records are still in the hunt, right? Yeah, it says a lot about the divisions, you know? Maybe there's not a really dominant team in some of them.
Right. It's like, are these teams actually good, or are they just benefiting from a weak division?
That's the question, isn't it?
We'll see in these last few weeks, I guess.
Exactly. Can they step up and prove they belong, or will they crumble under the pressure?
Only time will tell. But it's going to be fun to watch, that's for sure. Lots of excitement coming up.
Oh, yeah, lots of twists and turns.
So, football fans, make sure you check back after this weekend's games to see what's changed. And, hey, maybe Santa will bring your team a playoff spot this year.
Huh. Who knows? Maybe we'll even get that Rams-Seahawks tie.
Anything's possible. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the crazy world of NFL playoff scenarios.
Of course.
We'll catch you next time.